different situation in our life. Sometimes we do have, you know, some tough issues that we do not know how to handle. And we don't know whether it would be good to, you know, ask people to pray or what we can do. But one thing that we need is that actually we can prophesize over that. Prophesize over the situation, prophesy over ourselves. This is something that we are going to learn today. So if you want to change something, then you need to have certain attitude to change, right? What sort of attitude do you need to have if you want to change something? What do you think?
Openness.
Okay. Openness to be ready for the Lord to work, right? That's excellent. Uh-huh. So today we are going to ask the Lord to wake us up. We need to get up. The next line is about ask the Lord to wake up your warrior spirit. So we need to be a warrior if we're facing a difficulty. So you remember 2 weeks, today is the fifth time that we met. And I think 2 times ago that we learned that when we receive a prophetic word from God, we need to warfare into it, right? Warfare into being. So, and being a warrior is what all those people who are prophetic call need to be. So we need to warfare, we need to have a warrior spirit, but sometimes it's asleep. So we need to wake it up. So we need to exercise your power. We are given the power to warfare. But sometimes we just do not know. Then we warfare into being. Then we need to have this warrior spirit. So wake us up. Ask the Lord to wake us up. And then we can exercise this power. And we need to be aggressive. Aggressive, I don't know how you think about it. Some people will think that it's quite a negative word, but we're told to be aggressive, okay? We need to prophetically aggressive. What does that mean? We will learn about it later, okay? And we need to believe the Lord can use us, every one of us, to use the words that He has given us. Then we can use those words to change things, to turn the situation around, and to bring divine transformation. And as just now we learned that we need to be aggressive, not only aggressive, actually we need to be violent, okay? And then we can raid the kingdom of God with a violent spirit. Wow, what is violent spirit? Will that be, you know, some things that you think that, oh, are we not taught to be, you know, meek and gentle like Jesus? Yes. That's a very good quality. But sometimes the Lord actually asks us to have other quality as well. So we need to be a warrior. Okay, so next one, be a prophetic warrior, you know. And then we need to use the God-given power. God will give us power when we prophesy. So we need to believe that when you open your mouth, sometimes, you know what? When the Lord asks me to prophesy, I don't have anything in my mind, nothing. And then He just asks me, go out. Then I just go out. Not even a word, not even an impression. But He said, go out. Then I start to move. I stand up. And then I step up. Then the first word come. And then when I reach the front, and the Lord will say, this is the word that you need to say. Sometimes just one word, even I open my mouth. But the Lord will give us words. That's not from us, it's from Him. But we need to partner with Him. So, and when we start to speak, He will use us and He will anoint us. He will partner with us, then we will have power. We have God-given power to prophesy. And if there's a difficult situation, we need to warfare into it, right? So we as prophet are used as an instrument, and prophecy, the words that we speak from our mouth, will become an instrument of war. So This is what we need to understand. We are fighting a battle when we prophesy, okay? Especially into difficult situation. And so we are warriors, we are prophets. Prophets are, or you say that, I do not hold an office as a prophet, but you are still given prophetic anointing. Okay? We will learn later that you will ask yourself, am I given this gift? And then you can ask yourself first now. Okay, prophets are warrior who know how to set the captives free. Okay, as in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus. It's also, the same Spirit is also upon us, mm-hmm. right? To preach gospel to the poor and also to set the captives free. And this is our privilege, honor, responsibility, jobs, right? And it is also the command from God, right? Mm-hmm. So we know that we can use our words to set people free. And actually, we are fighting. So we are a warrior, of course, we are fighting. So we are fighting, if we prophesy over a person, we are fighting on that person's behalf. We are fighting on the person's behalf. If we prophesy over a church, we are fighting on the church's behalf, okay? So ask yourself. Next is a question. What do you need when you had a heart issue in you that you never seem to find a breakthrough for? Do you have a heart issue? Now, give yourself a short one. Which one is the toughest issue that you are now facing? Or you've been facing this tough issue for quite a while? Think of that and keep it in your mind, okay? Right. So, how do you tackle it? You need some instrument, okay? Right. The instrument that you need is fire and hammer. Right. Look for the next one. Can Rita go to the next one, please? The next one. Okay, you need a fire and a hammer word to break in. So of course you know that we know that fire is consuming fire, right? God is consuming fire, and the Holy Spirit who descend, you know, the first time is in the form of fire, and we need hammer. To hammer, the word that you use is just like a hammer to hammer the things in, right? To break in. We bought a spinner for what, hanging the clothes. And I didn't know that it's such a tough job. And Samuel just did it yesterday. And then I think that when he was hammering, I was typing. I was doing this. I think it's quite prophetic. That's why I took a picture. And then he was borrow this plank from our neighbor, because it's difficult to hammer on the holder, which is metal. And then he borrowed that. And then he hammered several times, and then it's still needed to get in. It's quite difficult, it's quite a long one. And then, at last, we had no plank to return. We have no plank to return, we just need to apologize to our neighbor. Very sorry that it was broken. But I think it's good. Look, it's broken, right? That means that our words is just like a hammer, that you can really break it. You can break in, right? And you break into the situation. And you can really, if it's really tough, you just, what do you do? What do you do? If it's very tough situation, what do you do?
Back off.
You back off. Just now we learned that we need to have two attitudes. One is aggressive, number two is violent. So you hit even harder, right?
Yes.
So, and then, can you see the red color bit? That's a cover. Until it reached the ground and level. And then, Samuel didn't stop. Actually, I didn't allow him to stop. Because I think that, next time when I, you know, walk on it, I don't want to trip over it. So please make it level. So that's what we need to do, right? So, and remember what you need. If you have a tough issue, you need two things. Fire. Oh.
That was hard.
That was really hard. And then last night he said his arm was aching. Right. And but he didn't give up. Oh, I really appreciate that you didn't give up. You see, so it is the same with us. So we cannot give up until, you know, the whole situation, like that plank, you break it in. Break in the situation, right? Okay, but what do we do? How? And what should a prophetic warrior do? Will he hold a hammer? Will he, you know, set the place on fire? How can we do that? Just now we learned that we need to be aggressive. Okay, so be aggressive. And things, we need to change our thought. Change the way we think. We need to use a combatant way to think. Think in a combatant way. And then we just release the word. Just go to do it. No, just thinking and thinking. Okay, maybe like this, maybe like that. No, we just do it. Okay, and then we don't hold back to action. We just release the word with violence and with force. And, you know, when we do that with violence and force, we are not, you know, doing something that, you know, we just think it up. It's not like this. It's we learned it. You know, who is the greatest prophet ever lived?
Jesus,
yes. And then, you know what the Bible say? It is John the Baptist, right? It's saying that those people, that those who are born by the woman, nobody is greater than John the Baptist, right? And can somebody read it together for me? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been breaking it.
Thank you. So, it is, do you, when we pray, if you, we use the Lord's Prayer, we say, let your kingdom come, right? Let your will be done, right? So what do we want? We want the kingdom to come down on earth as it is in heaven. So how can we pull the heaven down? How can we do it? We pull the heaven down by using violence. We actually need to really hard to pull heaven down. Use all our strength and might to pull heaven down when we prophesy into a very difficult situation. And we need to be a group of violent people. Right? A group of violent people. And today I was having a lesson with one of my students, and then we are learning collective now. A heck of men. I say, heck is not a good word. I say, is it not? So we need to be a heck of violent people. Okay, so because there are, so we know that there's anger and there's just anger. And if we be violent in the way, it can be a godly violence, right? Mm-hmm. But before we do that, we need some quality, very important quality. I didn't say it. I was reading this book, because I'm doing a course with your GPA, and Emma Stock, it was saying this one, and this is the book she's written, The Prophetic Warrior. We need to love, we need to have this quality, to love sufficiently. Without this love, we cannot do anything. No matter how aggressive, how violent, how forceful you are, you cannot do anything for the person. So, prophecy is the combatant words from an awakened warrior. If we are still asleep, we cannot do it. if we are half asleep, we cannot do it. We need to be awakened. And if you think that you are still half asleep, ask the Lord to wake you up. You ask and then He will answer you. We need to be awakened or warrior. And then we need to know how to love sufficiently, not just to love a little, but love sufficiently that they will put themselves out. We need to risk ourselves when we prophesy for people. Sometimes people will reject us, right? We need to risk in order to fight for the person, to prophesy over him, and to have this enough determination to set the person free and shift the whole situation for them, for the future. So I think that most of the mothers will know if you have a prodigal son or you have a child that's wayward, you want them to come back. You will not give up. No mother will, until they come back. You will keep on praying and asking, right? Now, maybe you have prayed for quite a while. Then you prophesy. Think in a competent way. Think of in God's way. And then ask the Lord, what do you think about my child? What do you want this child to be? If the child is your child, you know what hope you have for them, right? Then you just say it aloud over them. So this is what we need. We need to love sufficiently. You know, you need to expect. You need to expect something happen. Every time when we prophesy, something should change. You will see something, at least something, okay? When you prophesy over a person, then you speak it, and then you expect and you wait. And then you say that, oh, you need to be really, you know, paying attention to the change. Sometimes it's so, it didn't come, you know, immediately. Maybe you need to wait a while, but for a week, at least give it a week and then see. Has the person changed a bit? Has the situation changed a bit? If there's a bit of change, you give thanks to God. And we need to repent sometimes. We don't believe that we have such gift. Do you believe that you are given this gift of prophecy? Do you have prophetic gifts? Who believes that you have prophetic gifts? Okay, I will ask again. Who do you believe that you are given prophetic gifts? Put up your hands. Okay, those without hands up, that means you don't believe that you're given the prophetic gifts, right? You're not sure. Thank you. Thank you. Not sure. Okay, you're very honest. Thank you. Not sure, right? Okay, but I will tell you later that we are all given prophetic gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are all given.
Yes.
So maybe you don't know, and shall we try to repent together? Okay? So I learned that brown is the color represent the earth, and it means humility. I learned from Marita. Okay, she is a dream interpreter. She interpreted that way for me, and then I remember that. That's why I use brown. So when we come before the Lord, and like the father who had the son who needs healing, right, who had epilepsy and then being thrown to the fire several times, and Jesus asked, do you believe? And then what did he say? He said, I do, but not enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you are given a portion of faith, but not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we come before God and do it together? Mm-hmm. All right, let's read this prayer and ask the Lord to forgive us.
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for each and every time that knowingly and unknowingly I downsize my spiritual gifts. I am sorry for diminishing them and seeing them as an optional extra. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, I receive your forgiveness.
So, we need to believe that we are forgiven. All right? And by the way, we have refreshment here. coffee and biscuits. I'm sorry that we are not planning. I'm not planning to give you a break. So if you feel that you need something to eat, by all means, come and get it, and then we can go on, right? Because I prepared quite something for us to do. Okay, right. So just now we say that who can use this gift, right? Okay, can we all read it out and read the most important one word out louder? 1, 2, 3.
For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone will be instructed and encouraged. 1 Corinthians 14, 31.
So, who can prophesy?
All.
All. Yes, all can prophesy. So, sorry.
I don't mean it'd be difficult, but like what? My dreams and ambitions for myself isn't necessarily God's ambitions and desires for me.
Okay.
Like how is that prophecy?
You mean that if you don't think that is a gift for you?
Aye. I don't think it's prophecy things that I genuinely want. Do you know what I mean? It's not necessarily from God, you know what I mean?
You think that prophecy is not from God?
Yeah, but what I'm after, it's not like...
I think that maybe you're given other gifts which you think is stronger. But what I will think is that if that's what the Bible says, I will not doubt. That's me. That's me. I just believe. Whatever that is from the Bible, in the Word of God, I just believe. If you say all, then I say all. Mm-hmm. I will not agree. I'm not going to use my intellect. I use my faith. Mm-hmm. I just exercise my faith. Mm-hmm. So, spiritual gift, if we need to exercise spiritual gift, I think that one of the most important things is faith. Mm-hmm. And we are going to touch on that later. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're going to touch on that later. But thank you for your question. And thank you that you're being so honest and open. Thank you, Stephen. Right. So, as the Lord say, all can prophesy. Then I will say, all. Everyone. Mm-hmm. I can, you can. But whether you want to use it, it's all up to you. It's all up to you. Right? Just like if the Lord had given us, you know, the ability to do something, and you think that, oh, I'm not going to do that, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'm not called. If you think in that way, then you don't do it. Then you would not know. Never will you be able to. If you don't do it, you never be able to. If you try and you have faith and you start, then once you start, then you are given the power and you are given the anointing. Because Holy Spirit is very gentle. He doesn't force us to do anything at all. He's a gentleman, right? Okay, right. So, now I want to have some activation. Before I go to that, one thing we need to know that when we prophesy, we usually do it over others, right? Mm-hmm. Or to a group of people, or even, you know, those who are called into this office, they will prophesy over nations, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but if we do not have practice and training, we will not be able to. So, we want to practice on ourselves. So, this is the activation. You're given a piece of paper, and I have asked you, because I don't have enough pen at home, that's why I asked you to bring your own pen. And now, oh, by the way, I truly believe if we are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, we are not able to exercise spiritual gift. Oh, three pastors are here. Oh, or more than that. I'm not sure this... Two friends, are you a pastor, sister? Can you correct me if I'm wrong? Am I right? If we are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, we are not able to exercise spiritual gift. That's my understanding.
I think when you go to the scriptures with the Apostle Paul, the key that he has, the key that Apostle Paul used was that he spoke in tongues more than any man. And so that gave an implication that his spiritual gifts were falling on. Because when he is speaking in tongues, he's not speaking with the mind, he's speaking by his spirit. And it's just spirit communion with the Spirit of God. And so he's doing it more than anybody else is doing it. And because he's communing with God, then the gifts are starting to flow into him.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, one of the main reasons why people talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, because it's a doorway that opens up for your spirit to commune with God.
Thank you, Melvin. That's why. Thank you. And that's exactly what I am planning to do with all of you. Then we will spend some time speaking in tongues. Okay? And then we will stop. We will come to a stop. And then we will write a letter to ourselves. Okay? So, how do you write this letter? You need to write a letter from God to you, not other people. Because you need to know what God speaks to you first. You, before you can speak to others, can hear about others, right? So, we will speak in tongues for 3 minutes, and we'll quiet down and listen to what the Lord say. And you will be given 5 minutes, and I will set the timer. And just focus on your own letter. And don't look at others. If you have one line, say, write down one line. If you have lots to throw, you can, you know, make some points. But the tips is that don't reread your letter. Just let it flow. Okay? That's what we are going to do. Okay, now we will set the timer that we will pray in tongues. Okay? We will pray in tongues. And actually, tongues is something to prove that we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I will set our timer for 3 minutes that we speak in tongues. It's very important that we can come together to speak in tongues, right? Right? Because we do believe that Holy Spirit is with us. So we speak in tongues for 3 minutes. And then after it stopped, and you'll be given 5 minutes to write a letter to yourself. Okay, are you given a piece of paper already? And then do you all have a pen? If you don't, okay, can you put up your hands and then, or you can grab it here? Okay. Right. Everybody got a paper and pen, right? Okay. Now let's start speaking in tongues for 3 minutes. 1, 2, 3.